At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A Twin Cities sheriff is talking about it. It's something we've talked about on this show, but I think a lot of people are scared to discuss it. We have a gang problem in the Twin Cities, and right now the main gang activity is centered in the Somali community. Young Somali people who are making trouble. Sheriff came on today to talk about the increase in gang activity. Perhaps you've seen some of the video from over the weekend. There have been a number of shootings in the Twin Cities, in the suburbs, in northeast Minneapolis and north Minneapolis. There was a murder this weekend. We cannot let political correctness stop us from addressing a real issue in the community, and that's what the sheriff was bringing up. Is the sheriff right? Are we worried about being too PC? And is that making the Twin Cities less safe? I think it is, and I think we can do something that is difficult. We can talk about a gang problem in one group in the Twin Cities without being racist about it. Here are a couple of the comments. I want to play a couple of the comments, and I welcome your input at 651-461-9226. This is Sheriff Bob Fletcher, who was on with Vanita this morning. So first, I want you to hear him talk about how many young people were concerned about, because to me, it's a lot. It's a lot of young people, and also it's a small number of people in general.
There's 100,000 Somali people in Minnesota, and we're really targeting 300. You know, it's a very 300 young youth that are misguided and need some redirection and correction and accountability. To be honest with you, putting some of them in jail is a part of the solution.
I think that's right. I think that's right. We have had more kind of, I don't want to say soft approach, but we've struggled with putting young people in jail. And look, I don't think anybody believes that a good long-term solution for a 14, 15, 16-year-old is a 20 or 30-year prison sentence. But people got to get locked up, right? There's been this local wave of violence. And it's okay to talk about it, right? I think it's okay to talk about it. And Bob Fletcher has some credibility here in Ramsey County, in St. Paul. He has been actively working with the Somali community, so he's not coming at this from kind of the perspective that some of the Facebook crime group warriors kind of come from. I thought this statement was very interesting when he was on with Vanita this morning. Because I do think this statement, I want you guys to listen to it and react to it at 651-461-9226. Because I do think that our Midwestern Minnesota kindness does have us censoring what we would say if this were gangs in North Minneapolis, if this were 20 years ago when we had problems with Hmong gangs in this community, if it was 30 years ago when it was Latino gangs. Here is what Sheriff Fletcher said about the situation with Somali gangs right now.
The ICE surge and all the other things going on have prevented us from actually talking about this problem. And I, in good conscience, just couldn't continue to pretend that it wasn't a problem.
I think the sheriff is spot on. There is a fraudulence, and I choose that word intentionally, but there is a fraudulence in seeing all these social media videos where you see what's going on and who's involved, and then this unwillingness to just say what the reality is. Part of the reason that we got an out-of-control fraud problem in the state of Minnesota is that people were too afraid to just be honest about what was going on. In the state government, people were too afraid to say, this seems like BS. This seems unbelievable. And why was there fear? Because they were afraid they were going to be called racist. Was that fear well-founded? Yes, they were sued by the white lady who was running the whole thing. They were sued and accused of being racist. I do think there has to be a way for people who are fair, who are good, well-intentioned, non-racist people, to discuss what is a real issue. And right now, if you believe the sheriff's numbers, we got 300 or so young Somali kids who need some consequences if they're breaking the law. And I think our fear is holding us back. So we can talk about things. 651-461-9226. One texter, lock them up or deport them. So I will point out that despite the rhetoric from the president, the rhetoric from Tom Emmer, the rhetoric from the Republican Party that has decided that Somali Minnesotans are sort of the shorthand kind of political pawn when you want to talk about fraud, when you want to talk about illegal immigration. But the facts are that most Somalis in Minnesota are citizens. Most were born here. And certainly, if you're talking about young people who are involved in gangs, I would wager that almost all of these folks are second generation, straight up Americans. So that's the type of discussion about this that, frankly, it allows liberals to just say, yeah, it's all racist. It's all racist. It's not racist to discuss this. We've talked about these gang issues as a community, and gangs are generally people of the same ethnicity or race. It's just the reality. It's a gang. You're hanging out with your people. I think it's all right to name it. A texter is saying, thank you for talking about this issue. It's not racist when you're just being honest and transparent. I do think the way the sheriff talked about it is right. There are 100,000 people in this community. You cannot say in the Somali Minnesota community, you cannot look at that whole group and be like, it's a bunch of fraudsters and it's a bunch of gangbangers. No, absolutely not. But not talking about it, what good does that do? What good does that do? What has that done for us? Nothing. And so we can talk about it. Now, does it mean that every time there's a crime, you have to say Somali murder? No. And if that's your approach, think hard about why you feel that's important. Right. But when we're talking about a trend, I think it's OK. Not I think it's OK. It is OK to talk about the trend, talk about what's going on. And in fact, it's necessary to talk about. Lots of texts coming in at 651-461-9226. When citizens take being PC too far as to insist on not demanding accountability by others, not following the law and harming others, that is a huge problem. It has nothing to do with racism. If you do bad things, no matter who you are, you need to pay the price. I'm tired of the racism excuse and allowing bad things to go unpunished. I do think that consequences have to be a part of the equation. And we cannot allow our community to fall into a lawless situation. And every summer, we're always a little bit on the precipice of that, right? You always feel that moment as the temperatures heat up, the nights get longer, the grudges get angrier, and you see more shootings and more violence. And it's okay to talk about it. And frankly, I do think that there's an opportunity here for our Somali business owners, for our elected officials, to also step up and be a voice about this and talk about the fact that, like, we need to do a better job. We need to get these young people and get these gangs under control. And I think if you had a group of gang members in Uptown who are white, you would expect the city council member for that area to stand up and say something. And I think that I'm curious to see who's going to seize this opportunity to step forward and try to help do the right thing. We saw this with fraud. When there was the former Department of Justice guy who wrote a story, I think, for the Independent, talking about some of the cultural issues in his own community. And he came on our show, and I thought it was very helpful. Texters pointing out that in 2022, remember, we had the fireworks sort of chaos. Michael Rainville, the city council member, said, rightly, says this texter, he was going to the mosque to talk to the imams. And they turned that into, like, he's a huge racist, but really, like, that's a reasonable thing to do. Now, hopefully, Sheriff Fletcher stepping up and talking about this is going to kind of clear the way to dealing with the problem. And text her another thing, if you listen, and you should check out the podcast, the whole interview with Sheriff Fletcher and Vanita, but saying that the imams want to help steer the moms want to help steer their children in the right direction for their own good, which I think is right. I don't want to see our political correctness and our fear of being called racist keeping us from addressing a real safety issue in our community. 651-461-9226. More Drive Time when we come back.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a reminder, we are giving away Twins tickets today. Twins Ticket Tuesday. So keep listening. I mean, you got a pretty good chance, I would say. Tickets we're giving thanks to Luther Kia Bloomington. Great, beautiful new dealership at 35W and 494 in Bloomington. But they power Twins Ticket Tuesday, and we appreciate their support. The giveaway is to four tickets to Saturdays. game. So make sure you can go and be ready when you hear that sound. We're talking about the sheriff from Ramsey County today basically saying what law enforcement has known, but I think there's a fear in our community to talk about the fact that right now when we have a gang problem, the gang problem is largely young Somali men. And the sheriff said there are 100,000 Somalis in our state, in our community. And he's only talking about 300. My question to you is whether this fear, whether the fear is preventing us from taking reasonable action at 651-461-9226. How much of this is created by politicians, says the texture. When political parties want to weaponize issues rather than work together to solve problems, it creates this kind of environment. We know the weaponization that has happened towards the Somali community. Do we believe some people want to honestly solve the problem? I think that's a great text and it's a great point, because it is difficult to take some people's supposed concern for this issue seriously. You know, when they do things like post on social media and retweet videos showing a bunch of young people, wearing hijabs. And the president of the United States posted, reposted End Wokeness. Public school in St. Paul, Minnesota. Every girl is in a hijab in kindergarten. To which I would say, great, I'm glad those girls are at school in kindergarten. What is the complaint? What are we doing? So, yes, I do think you can look at the motivations of some people, because some people have a desperation to be able to say Somali, 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 when really what they're saying is, I'm racist, I'm racist, I'm racist, I'm racist. And we have to be able to talk about reality. If there is a gang problem in the Twin Cities, which there is, and if that gang problem is, has a nexus in the Somali community, then we got to talk about it. We got to figure out in that community, who are the faith leaders who are going to step up? Who are the business owners? Who are the parents? Who are the elected officials? Who's going to step up and help us put an end to this and figure it out? Because we have seen other first generation immigrant groups have similar challenges. And we've also seen a willingness to be honest and get with it and get it together. Texters point out that the Hmong people were incredible at taking care of their low-income housing in Minneapolis off 94 and Broadway. Texter says, best people I ever met. Another texter says, the problem is that first-generation immigrants are often so insular that you foster a community that develops gangs. As Americans, we need to support the first-generation immigrants so they never get to that point of their kids feeling lost and feeling like they must join a gang. I think that's an interesting text. It does go to the fact that this is complicated stuff, and the reason that I bring up the fact that in our community, we had challenges with young Hmong people and lawlessness. We had challenges with young Latino immigrants and gangs and lawlessness. And there is some responsibility on us that when we welcome immigrants to our community, and yeah, you can just say like, deport them, I don't want it. Well, they're here. So enough with that. That's not helpful. How do we do a better job so this isn't the outcome? I think that's a reasonable question. I also think that it's reasonable to say today we also are where we are with the gang problem, and having kumbaya conversations is not necessarily going to get it done. That some people are going to have to be locked up. There are going to have to be consequences, because otherwise it just keeps going. So I'm optimistic with the sheriff coming forward in talking about it, and I want to see more of it. There are plenty. The political structure in Minneapolis and St. Paul is Democrats. And Democrats have had a real challenge in expressing a desire to have law and order. And I think that is foolish for the Democratic Party. You do not have to cede. No political party should cede any issue to the other side, because everybody wants to feel safe in their community. It's not a controversial issue. People want to feel safe. And so a little bit of reclaiming the dialogue, I think, would be useful. Let's break. It's 5:30. In just a minute, we're going to talk about collecting. Do you collect anything? I want you to text in with what you collect. And that Greg Swan is going to take that conversation in a direction that I think you'll find interesting. 651-461-9226. Just text, what do you collect? Greg Swan explaining the internet in just a minute on CCO.